Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right in our operations area. It's 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central, and that means we have a brand new advisory and some updates for you on Hurricane Delta. So the latest information we have, the winds. We were predicting it to get stronger, and the hurricane has 115 miles an hour now. Movement northwest at 12 miles an hour. The pressure's dropped to 959 millibars. We are now 345 miles from Cameron, Louisiana. Let's start off with a satellite image and see what's happening here. You can now see that eye, the center of the storm, more pronounced in the center. We still have the aircraft out there getting us the latest information on the structure, getting that pressure for us and the strength of this storm. You can see some of those showers, and we're already getting some showers over in Louisiana and also in portions of East Texas. And you see the cirrus clouds. I mean, all these cirrus clouds coming out the top. So it's a very healthy storm, and it's going to continue. We do predict it to continue to strengthen into the evening hours and into tonight. And with time continuing to turn more towards the north and eventually have that north-northeast component as it approaches the upper Texas coast and the Louisiana coastline. So look at the size of the storm. We've been talking about that wind field getting larger and larger, and you can see how far out those tropical storm force winds extend. They were 120, 130 miles out from the center, continuing to expand some. And even the hurricane force winds, you can see, has expanded some. And that's why, if you think about that wind field, that's why if you take this storm closer to the coastline and start drawing a similar circle, that's where you can see where we have that hurricane warning for portions of the upper Texas coast over to Louisiana as well, from southwest Louisiana to central Louisiana, and the tropical storm warnings on each side of it to encompass that large wind field. With time, still a hurricane moving inland overnight, early Saturday morning. So places like Cameron, Lake Charles, even Beaumont, Port Arthur, any one of these areas could see those hurricane force winds. And even inland, getting into portions of Alexandria, could still see some of those strong winds. So power outages and trees down. Timing wise, today's the day. Today's the day to really have everything wrapped up, have that plan in place. And because if you think about it, a large storm like that, the winds are going to get in there early. The storm surge will get in there early as well with a large storm, which means some of those roads, some of those evacuation roads that you would use if you wait too long, could have water on them. So today's the day to really have that plan in place. And if you're told by the local officials to leave, it's really important that you do. Tomorrow morning, tropical storm force winds approaching the coastline further inland as well. And you can see an expanse where you can see some of those tropical storm force winds to southeast Louisiana and also into East Texas. Looking at the actual water impacts from this system, the rain, significant rains. We're already starting to see some of those tropical rains. 6 to 10 inches of rain possible in the Louisiana coastline here, southwest, all the way to central Louisiana, Alexandria, up to Monroe. Any one of these areas can get significant rainfall. Some areas could get 12 inches of rain before it's all said and done. When you start looking at life-threatening storm surge, the big values here from Holly Beach over to the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 4 to 7 foot of storm surge. And then from the refuge over to Port Fouchon, 7 to 11 foot, that includes Vermilion Bay, those bayous that normally drain the water, that water's coming in, very dangerous situation. So that's the latest information that we have on Hurricane Delta from the National Hurricane Center.